I'll be in my late 70s by 2050. But I'm hoping that by then 70 will be the new 30. So I imagine I'll still be super spry. I do think that if current trends continue, a good chunk of the eastern Rhode Island seaboard will actually be submerged by 2050. Hope that won't be the case, but if so, I think the good news is that Providence would then be a seaside community. So I imagine I'd have a nice ocean view from my floating high-rise housing complex. I imagine I'd gear up and hop on a passing hover bus and maybe head over to RISD's Undersea Bubble Studios to help another generation of young designers become problem solvers. I kind of imagine that the way that we teach and learn will be different by 2050 as well. So I could imagine some students attending studio classes as avatars. I hope that there will still be a lot of opportunity for really rich interpersonal interaction, but I think a lot of that could become more virtual by then as well. My understanding is that within the next couple of years, we are going to be shifting to a place where the majority of the world's populations will be living in urban zones. And I think that's going to be a really interesting phenomenon as the world population explodes and we have to compete for already limited resources. I think that in the short term, that could actually be a really exciting development for Providence. I feel like as our downtown continues to be repopulated, this would attract businesses and restaurants to cater to urban dwellers. So I see a lot of kind of vitality there. But in the long term, I think it would mean a burden on our city's aging infrastructure, as well as increased traffic and potentially pollution. So I feel like preparing for that shift will mean getting really serious about high volume public transportation options, sustainable energy solutions, especially for our municipal buildings and downtown office and residential towers, and in general, providing attractive and affordable housing with a much higher density than we currently see within the city limits.